Ahoy, landlubbers!
Greetings!
How are ye feeling?
I'm feeling ecstatic. How about you?
Oh, I'm great. I feel like I'm about to kill Davy Jones with my own bare hands and take all of his booty for myself.
I thought Davy Jones was already in his own locker. Like, what?
No. He's gotta be in my locker. With my
Why is your locker? Why is your locker special?
I don't know. Anyway, all hands on deck. This episode's different.
Yes, as you can tell already by this amazing intro we're doing, this is not a normal episode. And you probably tell by the title too, honestly.
Yeah. You know we're going to be heaving and hoeing this episode for all the right reasons.
Hoeing. Yes, sir.
That's what I do best. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we wanted to take this episode to kind of establish ground rules and, like, stuff for next season as well. Like, we could just start with whatever you wanted to talk about first.
Yeah. No, as you can tell by the title, we will be making our own constitution. But it's not going to be your run-of-the-mill constitution.
No.
Because
we don't work that
this way. Is the pirate code.
Pirate code.
So we're going to batten down the hatches and tell you how this works. You thought this podcast was confusing? Well, we thought wrong. It's not convoluted enough. We're going to make it even more elaborate.
Okay.
More rules. More exceptions and situational things to happen. So, yeah.
Dope.
First one, I think, let me scroll to my pages. Flip through my pages. So yeah, every season there's going to be a theme, right?
Yes.
It has to be somewhat broad so that whoever is the host can implement it without any problems. And how they implement it is up to them. They can either sprinkle it throughout the subject of the episode, or they can have a little segment, or maybe a questions-like section where, like, somehow the subject relates to the season's theme. The season theme can be a myriad of things, like maybe it's serious, maybe it's political, or maybe it's just downright evil. I don't know.
Who knows?
Not me. Well, that's a lie.
Well,
we will. I don't know the next season. Yeah, we will, but not right now.
I think we...
First rule, there has to be a season theme, and I think if the host forgets to implement that theme into the subject of the episode, it doesn't matter if they were the loser or winner of the last season, they should lose 1 point.
Okay.
So that, you know, they're incentivized to actually wanna implement and make this episode,
you know what, yeah,
somewhat related to the season. So yeah. That'll be rule one. You agree with that?
I think so, yeah. Do we want to lose point sound effect?
Wouldn't it just be in reverse?
You're right.
We can do something special for that. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to happen often enough, though.
Yeah, I mean, here. Well, just so that we can clarify the different sound effects. This is if you gain a point. This is if you lose a point. There you go. You're welcome.
Sounds good.
Okay. What do you have, Gavin?
I was just going to go off everything you've written down so far the last time we talked about this.
I'll let you...
We talked about doing a wheel for the winner.
Yes.
And I kind of forgot what the wheel had on it. Did we talk about that?
Yeah. Where is it? The winner gets a wheel spin. They could spin at any moment for the next season.
Yeah.
And they are... Or the things on the wheel are just for points. So possible points, earnings, or deductions... Could be like -5, -1, 0, +1, +3, +5, or +2.
Okay.
So
spin once? Yeah.
You only get one spin. Yeah. Okay. And you have to spin it before the subject starts of the last episode. Because,
let's say you're hosting
the finale and it's your subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't spin it.
Once the subject when you of tell the me last the... finale episode starts.
Yeah, because then you'll tell me the points at the end of the episode and be like, I'm in the last place. Dang, I'm going to spin it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that would give you an edge, even though there are negative deductions. What do you want for deductions and earnings? Like, what's a good...
I think... How many of each do we want?
I was just thinking deductions like one of each, but we can do like multiple.
I was going to do multiple points? Like,
yeah,
we could have three earning ones and three deduction ones. And
then I feel
there's
like
a 1% chance of losing all or something. That'd be really...
Oh, he loses it all? Okay. All right, so 1%, when you say you lose it all, they just go to zero, right?
Yep.
1% chance to go to zero.
Does that punish the winner a lot, though? It's technically a reward to get that wheel.
If they're in the negatives, it would be a reward, yeah.
Oh, that's true. You're right, you're right.
But let's just hope we're not in that, you know...
How would they go to negative without spinning the wheel? If they don't do the theme?
Yeah, if they don't do the theme. I don't know. We'll that'll come up once we have everything run down, I think.
Okay.
So yeah, one chance to go to 0 points, and then 3 point deductions that are, what do you want? Like negative five? I think negative five is a little extreme.
That is kind of a lot. I was just gonna do minus one, minus two, minus three.
I'm good with that.
And then just 1, 2, points. 3 for the earnings.
I was going to do 1, 3, 5.
1, 3, 5? Okay.
Because, you know, they did win. They earned that, you know, wheel spin.
Yeah, there's more of a chance to get more points than...
Exactly. Than none.
Do we want 50-50?
Yeah. I feel like
it'd be more fair if the wheel favors them.
But if it favors them more, then they'll have a higher chance of getting them more points. Because that's already in favor of them.
All right, I mean, we can keep it 50-50.
50-50? Or 49?
49.
So 49-50, then we can give that 50 to the earnings and 49
to the deductions. We could bump it up to 2% to go to zero, and then 49-49.
Sure, 49-49. Yeah, whoever the winner is has to host the first episode of the next season.
Yes.
Winner. So if you're doing the finale, you are doing
they
the finale
also get to
of
choose
this season. Do they?
Isn't
well, they might not
establish?
Win.
The winner gets to establish the or gets to pick the theme.
No, yeah, the winner does.
Yeah, that's right.
But they wouldn't be hosting next episode per se. Is what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because like, say for example, I win again this episode, and you did the finale. You are gonna do the finale of this episode, whether you like it or not. You would. What am I? What is my train of thought? Where is it going? Or actually, never mind. I just confused myself.
Yeah,
winner
you were confusing
hosts...
me too. I don't know.
I'm sorry, listen. We should allow requests to keep the season going, because we have it for each season will be 6 episodes. But if you're like, hey, I got some more ideas I want to pump out for another episode, I'm like, sure, so do I. We'll go for an extension for like 8 episodes, so.
Yarr! Next one.
Pirate Code number 5.
There's a blacklist for agendas. We do not accept pronouns or articles, and definitely no fanboys.
No.
We also don't accept...
Fanboys walk the plank.
They do. If you're from Hot Topic, we don't accept you.
No Hot Topics.
Just mildly interesting topics.
I was
nothing more, nothing
topics.
Less. Ooh, even better.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
If we have an agenda and they're a pronoun, an article... a fanboy, a preposition, then we walk the plank. That's what's going to happen. Those are the rules and terms.
Yeah.
And the consequences
are
dire.
Subject to being called unfair, and therefore no award or no points given to the host.
Yeah, if we get points from that, then no. That's not going to work. We're gonna have a little issue. But we're both in agreement, so it's like, it's more so an accident, if anything. We should know, but on the case we don't, well, this rule is here. It's established.
Yes.
Yeah, no possessions, prepossessions? Is that one? Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No possession adjectives and no subject pronouns, so like... I, you, he, she, it, we, you, sh- whoa, they, and then possession, and then possessions, my, yours, his, hers, it's, out, your, there.
Yeah.
I almost said something else there. But yeah, none of that.
None
so
of
yeah,
that.
That is number 5. You're like, Ashton, hey, what's number 6?
I'm so curious.
Well, I'll tell
what
you.
Pirate code number 6 says.
Well, if you open up the chest and you look inside, You'll see it says, there's a bonus guess for both co-hosts that they can use to guess the agenda if they're wrong when they use their first three guesses of the first episode. They get this once a week. So if they guess it right, I'm thinking they get 2 points.
If they guess they only get one, right on the bonus
they get two
guess?
Points on their bonus guess. So every episode we have three guesses to guess what the agenda is.
And you only get one bonus per season.
Yeah, we only get one bonus per season. If we get it right, we get 2 points.
Wait, did we decide you would get awarded a point if you guess the agenda?
Did you want to do that? Did you want to make that a thing?
I
mean, it would give the other guy a fighting chance if they're bad at, you know, making agendas and having his co-host say that agenda. Or how
sure.
did I do this? Magnifier, get out of here. Oh, that's why. Okay, I'm back. We're good.
I would say
we're
sure, because I don't know how often we're going to actually guess right on agendas.
Okay. So yeah, that's number seven, by the way.
Power to code seven.
Yes, I am writing it down as seven. Yes.
So all there's right, a chance for both people each episode to get points.
Yes, technically, yeah. Yeah. For the six rule, where each co-host has one bonus guess, they have to declare that, like, hey, this is my bonus guess. And if I'm right, you give me 2 points. Would you want to make a penalty if we get it wrong for our bonus guess? Like, we lose a point?
I think that's fair. Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there should be stakes to the bonus.
Yeah. Okay, we got seven rules so far. What else did I have? Okay, I think this one is fair.
Pirate code number
Number eight. It's up to the brains. It's the brains' responsibility, the hosts. It's their responsibility to notice if their co-host catches points or says their agenda, I mean.
Yeah.
So if it slips and say, you know, the editor, you.
Must be paying attention.
Because, yeah, noticing me or you say something related to that agenda after the fact we've recorded is, well, unfair. We're basically legislatures at this point.
We should write, like, legal documentation.
This is legal documentation in the
That's
world
so
of
true, bestie. Ignore that.
Pirates, which is our world. This is all reality. We're on the seven seas right now. We're on a ship, and we're going westward.
In fact, I'm gonna put to seagulls in the ocean in the background this whole episode. Here we go.
Yeah, we're getting close to the Kraken. You see him over there?
Yeah, he's waving.
I think I see him. Oh, he's waving.
What a friendly guy.
Hey. Oh, he shot ink at me. Oh, ew. Oh. Oh, it's in my mouth. Anyway.
This is taking a weird turn. I'm going to...
No, he just...
I'm
going to
roll
just trying
back
to...
in the course.
All right, so you do that.
What is number nine?
There is an honor system.
Is that with the agenda thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So, if, for example,
I'll just add that to eight.
Just add it to eight.
Wait, or explain it real quick.
There is an honor system. So, basically, we have to trust each other for, like, if...
If they actually did say it or not?
Yeah. There is an honor system for whether or not you got all those points legitimately. So I trust you and you trust me.
Honor system is all I'll write down. I feel like that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that is self-explanatory. Afterwards, what's number 10? What should number 10 be? Oh, yeah. We can only guess the agenda when the topic starts. And we will declare when that's... when the subject starts of the episode. So it's not like we don't know what's going on or when the agenda will start or when the topic will start. Jeez. We will be telling everyone the agenda and the topic of the episode. I mean, you could already read the title, but in case you didn't, we will say it in the intro.
Yeah.
Obviously, my buddy wouldn't hear if I was the host. I would just be muted, and then I would go along explaining everything. I added that there should be a challenge if unfair. Like.
Okay. I remember
like,
talking
for
about
example,
a challenge. I just don't remember.
You get 10 points. I'm a little riled up. I feel slighted and cheated on. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to challenge you. I don't think this is fair. And this is called a challenge. It's not called unfair because that's not original. We are original. So yeah. We get one challenge. And the verdicts, I don't know how that would work. Should we do a coin flip?
Coin flip?
How do we do that? A coin flip? Soft and easy?
Soft and easy?
Yeah. Soft and easy.
I think so. Coin flip, and the obviously, I think the person that challenges gets to call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll get to call it. We should only allow one per season.
Yeah.
If successful, they'll get all their points written off. So let's say you got 10 points, and I'd be like, no, and I win. I get 0 points, or you get 0 points, I mean, because you're the brains. But if you get your side that I didn't call for myself, then how should we do that? Let's say you double your points. You double your points, yeah.
Dang, that's high risk, high reward.
It really is. But I wouldn't want to say like +5 or +1, just because it's really dependent on how many points you've accrued through the episode for me mentioning that agenda.
Are challenges only valid when it actually seems unfair, or can you just challenge at any time?
I think we can do it at any time, because there might be a time where we're like, oh, this is unfair. But other times we're like, hey, I have this in the bank. I'm going to use it. Okay, we're at 11.
Yeah.
I don't think I have one more, but let me go through my notes again.
Let me think. Is there anything?
I mean, there's the obvious ones. Like, each episode there is an agenda, but we already explained that.
If people have been listening up to this point, they should know. It'd be kind of crazy if this was their first episode.
It would be.
Not that crazy, I guess. We don't have that many.
Yeah, not this many.
But yeah.
At this point of time, but
I know it's like maybe kind of late into the episode already, but if you're listening to this first, stop. Go back. Listen to the other ones.
Yeah, go ahead or go behind
don't
us.
Don't let this be your first episode. Why did you land right here? You're going to be confused.
This is not even interesting.
Do yourself a favor and listen to the others before you get to this one.
Number 12. It should be the brains should tally down each point. That's only fair.
That's what I usually did anyway.
That's what I also usually did as well.
But even when I wasn't brains, I was just writing down points anyway, just so I have a written record.
Oh, that's what I mean. Of how many points I would get.
Yeah, I wrote like how many points you got and how many points I got. I will start doing that. I'm just going to start writing down like what happens in the episode. The important stuff that happens in the episode, like points and like if somehow it or how the episode ended or something, like anything meaningful that we'll need to keep track of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll write down.
Oh, that's good. Those are 12 codes in the power code.
Yargus.
Yep. Yo-ho-ho.
A pirate.
I think we're here.
I can't say what I was going to say because the mouse will come.
Blimey. The mouse? What?
The mouse. Yeah. You don't want to meet the mouse.
Does his name start with an M?
Oh, yeah. Michael Mouse.
And then... Oh, no.
You don't want to meet that guy. Or at least you don't want to meet him because you stepped on his toes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we're getting sidetracked, Gavin.
We sure are.
We're still on course to hit the Kraken. He's coming closer. What should we do?
Accept our fate. Join Davy Jones, maybe?
No. No? We can flake him. We can flank him.
We're going to Tokyo Drift around him.
We're gonna go around him. We're going to go to the back. We're going to find his booty.
That's not...
His buried treasure, I mean. We're going to go in there.
Do
we're going to take
even
what's
booties?
Ours. Great question. We're going to find out.
Not by choice,
yes. All right, let me hurry and recap.
I'll do the first 6, and you can do the last 6 to get to 12.
The power code for the first code, the first rule.
Season themes have to be implemented into each episode. If failed, waves are crazy, sorry. To do so, in some fashion, the host loses 1 point. Mm-hmm. So if we don't implement the season's theme in our episode, we lose our points. Mm-hmm. Just 1 point. The winner has a wheel, right? You know, I'm Siren, and I can spin this wheel at any moment from the next season's theme that I choose. So, on the wheel are point deductions and point earnings. There's a 2% chance to go to 0 points, and there's 3 point deductions that are -3, -2, -1. And 1, 3, and 5 for the antithesis. So it's a 49-49 split with a 2% chance of losing everything. It's like gambling. I like it. The winner hosts the next episode of the next season. So whoever wins the current season, we'll host the next episode. Pretty, yeah.
Yes.
Easy. Number four. There will be requests for season extensions. It has to be mutually agreed upon. Number five. There's a blacklist for agendas. Right now, there are currently pronouns, articles, fanboys, and prepositions. Number six. Each co-host has one bonus guest they have each season. If they guess it right, they win 2 points. If they're wrong, they lose a point.
Yarg.
And then...
If
I'll
agenda,
take it here. Take it from here.
If the agenda...
I'll fight him off.
This is very basic.
Number seven. If agenda is guessed, the co-host will get a point. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pirate
yes.
code number Makes eight. Sense. Activated right agendas on. Only count if they are caught by the brains within oh, episode. We base this on an honor system. I combined 8 and 9. I'm sorry. Okay, number 9.
Oh no, he's got the mask. We're falling.
Agendas only activate after the topic starts. And guesses for the agenda can only be done once the topic starts as well. The host declares when the topic will start. Number 10.
Daniel.
We both get one. We both get one challenge per season. If we think something's unfair, or if we just want to for gits and shiggles, okay?
Yes.
So yes. The winner cool. of the challenge is decided by a coin flip. If the challenger is successful,
Agreed.
All the points the brains has earned during that episode will be erased. But
right
if
on.
The challenger fails the coin toss, all the brains, the current points the brain has gets doubled. And lastly, number 11. The brain will make
Whoa.
Sure to tally
duck.
Down...
Hurry, duck, Evan! Duck!
Oh, oh my goodness!
I got you!
Oh, my goodness. That was a close one. Anyway, all right, number
sorry.
11.
Didn't mean to get on top of you.
Every episode,
Go on.
The host will make sure to tally down all the points and make sure to add it up so we know the current standings each episode. We are under siege!
We're under siege! Hurry, weigh the anchor! Hoisten the mitten!
We are under siege!
Hurry!
Hold on, I must do something real quick.
Captain, we must get out of here. It's not safe.
But they need to know where
the
to find us.
Traffic has our ankles.
If we go down.
We have to jump overboard.
We have
it's
to
not
let
safe.
Them know where to go if we go down. Where they can, where
yes,
can they can find us.
Yes, but our crew. Our crew are landlubbers. They don't know an eagle from an eye. We must hurry.
Yes.
Okay,
you must find us on Instagram.
Oh.
At BrainGenPod.
Yes.
And also at BrainGenPod on YouTube. You can also find us on other streaming platforms. Wherever you find podcasts, you will find us. We may be there.
Follow, like,
make
all
sure
above,
to like, make
subscribe.
Sure to leave a nice comment. My mother loves those. We're
oh,
going to see you
she treasures
next time,
comments.
Hopefully, if we can survive this pilgrimage.
We must go! Jump overboard!